The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah study through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Dav Gimel. The Gara, Anamid Beis, brings whole sugi barichus, brings machleks Rabbi Yochanan Rishlagish. Rabbi Yochanan seems to understand that of the two pre-shoys that are discussed in our sugi, the preacher, which is the ikur theme of our perek, which is the preacher of the Kohen Gadol Shivas Yomim Lefnei Yom Kippurim, Lishkas Apalhedrin, as well as the preacher, which the Gemara brings, the preacher of the Kohen Gadol Shivas Yomim Lefnei the Shechita and the burning of the Porah, to prepare the Porah Adumah, was also a Prishas Zayin Yomim. Rabbi Yochanan seems to understand that the Prishas Yom HaKippurim is Deiraisa, and the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol, in order to be Isaac in the Melechas HaPorah, is only Midirabbanon. Rish Lakish seems to say that both of them are Deiraisa, the Gemara brings Drashas. What's interesting, unusual, is the Rambam, the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch always pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, as a general rule. And over here, the Rambam in Hilchas Parah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, Paskins, the precious Kohen Gadol by Parah, is a Kabbalah, is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Chara, Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is always Deraisa. And Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, Deraisa is Lachara only according to Rabbi Yochanan. So it sounds like he's passing like Rish Lakish, that's Deraisa, but Rish Lakish has Droshes. As a general rule, halacha moshe misina means something for which there's no drosha. It's a mesoris, it's a tradition. That is called halacha moshe misina. It doesn't have psukim. The Gemara clearly, according to Rish Lakish, brings droshas. Of the pasuk says lasa, so lechape. It says by both lechape. The Gemara learns out because there's shava. There's psukim by both. If there's a din deraisa, then it's with a drosha, not halacha moshe misina. If it's not with a drosha, if you reject that drosha, if you hold like a biyachinam, then it's not deraisa at all. The Mishnah Lamelech is very bothered by this Ram, the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Parah, and there are different approaches that are suggested in being Yashiv the Shita the Rambam. Let's go a little bit further into this subject. In the beginning of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Hilchas Shvisas also, in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam says as follows, Mafishin Kohen Gadol Mibezoi Lelishkas Palhedrin V'dovah Zeh Kabbalah. The Rambam as well, by Yom Kippur, also brings down that Kabbalah Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So the Rambam says V'dovah Zeh Kabbalah. Then the Rambam says, which seems to be another thing, U'mafishin Oysa Rambam, first pointed out Mafishin Kohen Gadol Mibezoi Lelishkas Palhedrin, that's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And thereafter the Rambam says Mafishin Oysa Kol Shivas Yomim Me'ishtoi. The first time the Rambam doesn't point out to me ishtoi. He says mi beise lishkas palhedrin, and the second time the Rambam says my fish, and I say mi ishtoi shemo timtzonido, like the Gemara says that is chshash tumo, chshash rechoiko, that his ishtoi will be nido, will be bole samach levesno, and he'll become tame because a boil nido is tame shivas yomim, so on and so forth. That's why he was nifrash 7 days before. The Rambam seems to differentiate between the din of being mafrish the Kohen Gadol mi beisoi lelishkas palhedrin, which is a geographical location, mi beisoi on rechov whatever it is lelishkas palhedrin on the grounds of the Beis Hamikdash, on the grounds of the Har Bais in the Beis Hamikdash, and that he calls a kabbalah. Then there's another din, mafrish noisoi me ishtoi with a chshash of tuma. Sounds like it's two different dinim. In Hilchas Parah, that's all in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim. In Hilchas Parah, the Rambam says it slightly differently. Mafrishin koyin asarif oisom ibeisoi kishem shemafrishin koyin gadol koyin yom HaKippurim. The Rambam says a kishem, the Rambam says the same way there's a din of prisha koyin yom HaKippurim, there's a din of mafrishin koyin asarif the Parah. Before that, the Rambam says, in Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Parah, the Rambam says that there's milus in the burning of the paradum, the ultimate tahara, the ultimate purifying Klal Yisrael from the state of tumah was the parah. When they made the parah, they went to extreme levels of zehirus. Mishnayos and parah are astonishing. They would raise children in a closed place in order to go over that there shouldn't be chashash tumah. The arichus and the years of effort that went into making sure that there wasn't a suffix of a svek of tumma are astonishing in Hilchus Paro. But that was the way it was. And over there, the Rambam, when he's pointing out the tremendous Milus Hatayra that are instituted, the strict Madregis that they did in order to keep away from any Ichshash, any Mashuch Shash of Tumma, he says also, Mafrishin Oysel Lishka Muchenes Bazar. It sounds like, from the Rambam, that the Prisha by Paro, the Prisha in preparation for the Paro Aduma, is learnt out from Yom Kippur. That's not the Milus Hatayra. That's not going on the fact that they were Misrachik from any Svek Nidnud of Tumah. That's something else. What's learnt out is on the Din of Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibesoi. We saw that there's one Din by Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibesoi Lelishkas Balahedrin. On that, the Rambam says Mafrishin Kohen Kishem Shem Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Kohen Yom Kippur. The Din of Tahari says separately that there should be a mokim miyuchod, the prishim mibed, let's say it differently. What's learnt out is the prishim mibesoi, when mafrishim mibesoi, the way the Rambam says. Mafrishim oisei mibesoi, kishem shim mafrishim kohen gadol yekodim yom kippur. That we learn out from Yom Kippur, that the Rambam calls Halacha Moshe Misinai. We learn that out, Yom Kippur, to, and that's their Zeraisa, would seem. Meaning to say, when Rabbi Yochanan says that this din is deraisa, the din of Yom Kippur is deraisa, and the din of Poro is derabbanon, the Rabbi Yochanan seems to be going on a secondary stage. There's one din that is learned out, Kabbalu Halacha Moshe Misinai, Mafrishin Oisei Mibesoi. The fact that he has to reside, which the Gemara discusses by us, in a Mokim Miyuchod, in the Beis Hamikdash, a Mokim that was Shomer from Tumah, a Mokim Kodosh, that is Mailish also Betairis. That the fact that he has to stay Bazorim, officially Mokum Yuchid Bazorim, the Rambam in Hilchus Paro brings only as an extraordinary caution in Hilchus Tumah V'Tayra. That we don't learn out from the Kohen Gadol. We're going with Rabbi Yochanan again, right? We don't learn out the din of Paro from the din of Yom Kippur. What we don't learn out is that he has to be V'Mokum Kodesh. We don't learn out that he has to be in a Mokum that's Miyuchid to the Beis HaMikdash. The reasoning behind that is clear. We'll see. We'll explain it first in a simple way, and then we'll open up the Gemara and Daf Ches. The Kohen Gadol had to be identified. There's something beyond Tumah V'Tayra going on over here. The Kohen Gadol had to become one with the Beis HaMikdash in order to properly be nichnas into the process of Kapora, of Kedusha that took place in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Couldn't be that the Kohen Gadol was elsewhere and he came to the Beis HaMikdash to do Avodosoy. He had to become one with the Beis HaMikdash. That was a process that took 7 days. That is the essential din of Mafishin Kohen Gadol Kohen Yom Kippurim L'Lishkas HaPalhedrin. The etzem din of what's supposed to happen is that he's now a chelik of the Beis HaMikdash. He no longer lives at his former address. For these 7 days, he's in the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, by Paro, there's no such din. By Paro, it's not in the Beis HaMikdash. I forget. The Avodah Zarah is not even done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's done like we discussed in it's done on the Har HaZeisim. It's done mul the Beis HaMikdash. It's done opposite the Beis HaMikdash, as is described in the Psukim and Parshas Chukat. It's compared l'chaper, but it's not be'etzem part of the Avodah Zarah Beis HaMikdash. So, there's no din be'etzem in the prisha of Kohen Gadol before the Avodah Zarah Paro of being part of the Beis HaMikdash. What's learned out is that he can't be be'beisoy. He has to be in a mokoyim that's not be'esoy. He can't be in his regular state with his choshe tuma. Then there's another din. He has to be in a mokum tohor. The reason why he has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Legabe Paro, that's a din derabonon. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. He has to be nizar mikol minei tumas pseder. The chazal were misakin layer upon layer upon layer of chumris and dinei tairis. And by the way, that's not the pshat in the din of Kohen Gadol v'yom kippurim. Like we said, the din of Kohen Gadol v'yom kippurim, Rabbi Yochanan learns that is a pasuk deraisa. And that pasuk is telling us that the Kohen Gadol has to be part of the Beis HaMikdash in order to be able to effectively create the kapora of Yom Kippurim. It's two different dinim. So Melu, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin that the din by Yom Kippurim of him being in the Beis HaMikdash deraisa, by Poro, we'll learn out, Rabbi Yochanan will be maskin, we'll learn out from Yom Kippurim that there's a din not to be the Beisoy, but the din that he has to be on the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, he has to be separated from Tumma. But the din that he has to be dafka on the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, he has to be in a place which is adjacent to the Beis HaMikdash, that is not a din deraisa by Paro, that's only a din deraisa by Yom Kippur. Now let's take a deeper look at this, and let's see that this is really a sugya in Daf Chesem and Beis. The Gemara says over there, Tonu Rabbonon Ein Bein Aseres L'Koyin Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. There's no difference between the Seiris, between the process of the Sreifas Aporo, the din of the Koyin Gadol of Sreifas Aporo, to the din of Koyin Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. Elo Shezeh, I'm quoting the Gemara, Prishose L'Gdusha V'Zeh Prishose L'Tahara. And this Lashon says it all. L'Chayit is where the Rambam's coming from. The Iker stress in Precious Yom Kippurim is that he should be B'mokim Kodesh. He's Poirish, he's separate, he's Miyuchid, Likdusha. He's part of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Din Tahara comes from the Kedusha. The Din Tuma, that we find that he shouldn't be B'beisei, because he'll be Baal Ishtoi, Shematim Tzanidah, that's only a secondary Din by Yom Kippur. The essential defining Din that's learned out of a pasuk by Yom Kippurim is that he's mufrash l'kedusha. He's part of the Beis HaMikdash. Aval prisha sreifas haporo, the prisha of sreifas haporo, state in the Brayis and Daf Chesem and Beis is prisha l'taharo. The definition of what he's going through is that he shouldn't be in a place which is open to tumo, because the din of the paro is connecting oneself to tahara, not to kedusha. What's the difference in Kedusha and Tahara? Kedusha is a mokim, is something, is the Tahara is the absence of Kedusha. I'm sorry, it's the absence of Tumah, which blocks Kedusha. Kedusha is the mokim hadovuk kishalatzmoy. Kedusha is where, is the carbon itself. One has to be nita, mitumasa, in order to bring a carbon. So the prisha of Poro is a prisha of Litahara. And that's the essential din. The din of Yom Kippur is a prisha likedusha. And like we're saying, that's pshat in the Rambam. Those Kameach in Perek Beis of Hilchos Paro, also in grappling with working out the Rambam, seems to say, he seems to learn up that the Rambam is passing like Rish Lakish. And the reason why the Rambam Paschal is not like Rabbi Yochanan is because of a braisa later on in Daf Dal that talks about where the Kohen Gadol had to be. The Gemara talks about a mokum b'harabayis ubirushmai. It wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash proper. It was on the harabayis. He says that the being in the Lishkas Palhedrin and is at odds with the braisa of being on the harabayis, and he cheshmes that out according to Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. The way we're saying it's more straightforward. The Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam, despite the pashtus of the Gemara, based on the Brayis and Daf Ches, understands that the din of Prishus Sreifas Paro is also deraisa, but it's only deraisa insofar as the Prisha L'Tahara, learnt out of the Prisha L'Kedusha, is concerned. But to say that he has to be in a Mokim Miyuchid on the base, I mean, that's a Din Derabbanan. Rish Lakish holds that as well as a Din Deraisa. Again, there remains some questions with that. Where does he have to be? This is Deraisa, Derabbanan, this is an Asmakta, etc. There's the Indian over here of being Shivas Yomim in order to create a redefinition. Prisha Latara, Prisha L'Kedusha, we'll talk about Yom Kippur for a while because that's really the subject of our Limud. The idea that the Kohen Gadol is Mufrash Mibesoy, and with that he becomes Mufrash L'Kedusha, is an idea that we find in various areas of Yiddishkeit, where a process of 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 years recreates, redefines the essence of something. The Kohen Gadol was a person who lived in his house. He's a person like any other person. He has a house, he has a family, he has a life. All of us have a life outside of the Beis HaMikdash. We all are Oisik and Yonei Choyl. The Kohen Gadol, in order to affect the Kapara of Yom Kippur, had to become identified as one with the Beis HaMikdash. In order to identify him as one, he had to go through this process of 7 days. All of us, every week, we have Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa. We go out into the world, we try to make our mark on the world, we try to support our families, we try to make it through the hostile environment called El Mazeh. Our neshamas yearn to go back to a place where it feels more at home. Every 7 days, we go back to a place that's called Shabbos. Shabbos is a redefinition of who we are. What are we? We are the Rebbein Shalom's chosen nation. Ato echad v'shimcha echad mikam chisor v'echad bo'ot. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosin. The ultimate, the Shabbos of Shabboses is Yom Kippur. The Rambam calls the halachas in Sefer Zmanim, the halachas of not eating and drinking and being oisik v'nyone aguf on Yom Kippur, he calls it Shvisas Osor. The same way Shabbos is the cessation of halacha, the cessation of all inyone haguf on Yom Kippur, it's not a tainis the point is not the tainis. The point is the absence of any dveikus in Olam Hazeh. That's what we go through Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur Shabbos Shabbos, and the Kohen Gadol, who is the ultimate representative, he created the reality of Yom Kippur, the Kapor of Yom Kippur, the Tahar of Yom Kippur, the Salachti Kidvarech of Yom Kippur every year. He had to be so identified with Kedusha, not with Chulin, that he had to leave his world, he had to leave the world that he lives in, and he had to be in the Beis HaMikdash. And that really is what the theme, really, of what we're learning. That the preparation of Yom Kippur is the preparation of separating ourselves from the mundane world we live in, the Cheshbonis Rabbim that normally follow us in everything we do, and being mafresh ourselves to stand, in order for us to say vidui, and be mechapar in our averis in Yom Kippur, we have to stand lifnei Hashem. In order for us to say chotonu lifonecho, we have to feel lifonov. Feeling lifonov is about separating ourselves from the world outside and reconnecting with the world within. That's the Shabbos, the Shvisa of that Yom Kippur engenders in us. The Kohen Gadol had to be dovuk in that 1000%, and that's why he was mufrash removed on mibesoy, as well as being parish likdusha. He had to be miyuchid, as only having an identity for those 7 days at least in a mokum kodesh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.